Enda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellency. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyiki, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Hey, I'm back in the ends, innit?
Oh, you back in the ends, innit?
Back in the ends, innit?
How are the Manchester ends, innit?
Ah, it is lit, man. Big things, innit? Big things, innit?
Yeah, Manchester ends. I heard you were hiding in them ends.
Who said that?
So Mac is in Manchester, right?
Oh man, that was probably like
the ends.
The ends is like if in the cut. I'm in the cut.
Okay.
I'm in ends in it.
I'm in the
ends. The ends is a hood, like hood. Okay. Like I'm in your ends of
I'm
the
in
woods.
The area.
Yes, your ends. It's your hood, your block, your
I'm in the location.
Yeah, like if you're in the Foster ends. You know what I mean?
Sweet.
They'll know when you say Saul. If you're in the thing ends, Padzima ends.
The Padzima ends.
It's the Parktown ends.
Yeah, it's not ends. Parktowns are not ends. Fuck. Parktown are not ends. Kids there, but Gimil Rose and shit. Ends are a bit rough.
Dude, I probably had one of the best weeks of my life, bro. It was so surreal. It was amazing. Shout out to G2, man. What a great host, bro.
For real, yeah. G2
Fuck
looks
the
like
best ever.
G2 is a laugh of the party, so he looks like a great host.
Nigga's wild, man. Every single morning, he was waking me up with shots. So as soon as I wake up, he's got like 10 shots lined up. I haven't even eaten anything, bro.
Whoa. Jesus
Christ. This fucking guy. I'm going to go back home in a body bag.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. But it was lit, man.
You arrived there when? Monday?
Tuesday morning. The flight is long, bro.
Fuck. How long? 8 hours?
11, bro.
11?
Yeah, 11.
Straight. 11. Straight flight.
Yeah, jeez. I went straight to London, and then I caught a train from London to Manchester.
Oh.
But on my way back, I was sitting next to some fucking racist Indian lady, man. Jeez. Oh,
bloody hell. And then, how do you know she's racist?
Just the vibe, man. Like,
I know what you mean. I think every black person knows what you mean.
Dude, they the worst, eh? The Indian racists are the worst, actually.
Yeah, oh, fucking hell, I can't stand them.
Dude, so we're sitting, I was in a sandwich, so I was sitting in the middle seat, right?
You're in a sami.
I was in a salami.
You're halal. Halal. It's it here, halal. Yeah, you were in the salami. You didn't tell about the 3 points. The triangle.
Pointy end.
Samosa. You're in the samosa, yeah.
In the samosa.
So it was her, then me, and then these two kids, right?
Indian kids.
No, black kids.
Or just normal black kids.
So I'm sitting like
English
this.
Kids.
And then there was something in front of me, because like I'm in the middle, so there's something in front of me by my leg here. So I just moved my leg to the side. She's like, no, sorry, this is my spot. Yours is here.
Yo,
like this bitch.
She got the wrong fucking black.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, I kept quiet.
She got the wrong black.
Wait.
Where was I? He knows how I get with the fucking racist. He knows. We've taken enough flights together. He knows. And then what do you say?
So now what ended up happening is that while she was sleeping, no? She moved her leg into my section now. So I woke up. Sorry, this is my end.
And you woke up. You're in the wrong ends. Yeah.
And just to fuck with her, I'd want to get up and piss like when I can see she's deep sleep. I'd wake up. I'm like, can I just go to the toilet?
Nice, my nigga.
Come back.
My nigga.
See, she's sleeping. Sorry, can I just go to the toilet? By the end of the the trip. She didn't want to talk to me. She didn't want to look at me.
Fuck
man.
Her. Good.
Hey, bro.
Nah, fuck that shit, man. Like, you're Indian. Yeah. You're in fucking England.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've not got no business to be fucking racist. You're in a foreign country. I don't care if you were born there. Your ancestors arrived there like Isiolo or something. You know what I mean? Fuck off, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Even worse, when people are a bit darker and they're racist, like Indians, I don't fucking get it.
They think they're better than us. It's the weirdest.
No, that's because of the caste system. You know, they've got the caste system back in India.
Okay.
It starts there. They're racist amongst
themselves.
What's amongst that? Themselves.
What's that?
Can fact checker, you're here for a reason. Let me not spew facts that are garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
That means they're not facts. But it's like a system where literally they rank one another based on ethnic backgrounds and also shade of your skin, etc. So there are some Indians that are so dark, they call them the untouchables. They're not allowed to work. I swear to God.
The untouchables.
Yeah, look, this is very sensitive, so we need the fact checker to actually get the facts.
Wild.
Just Google India caste system.
Yes, they do have a caste system. Well, the article is very long to go through it word for word, but it's divided into four different types of groups with Hindus inside. So Hindus are divided into four different types of Indians. Mm-hmm. And yeah, according to whichever rank or lane that you're in, you get a specific rank of respect.
What are the four rankings?
Okay, can't say them in English, but it's Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, and Dalits.
It okay, that's five. Already.
Yeah. So yes, it's the five different types of ranks.
So that's where they get there.
Yeah. So the untouchable caste, untouchable, also called Dalit. Officially scheduled caste, formerly Harjan. In traditional Indian society, the former name for any member of a wide range of low caste Hindu groups and any person outside the caste system. Then, yeah, you know when you Google it, it will give you like, there's that top with a couple of questions and it says, what is the lowest caste in India? Dalit.
And I had a best friend in high school who was Indian. Kuvi Naidu.
Ah, Kuvi.
Yeah, he used to stay in Lens, man. Great guy, man.
Yeah.
What did you do?
No, it's...
He did a racist joke.
he was doing the dash Popeye. Those
are Indians from India who do their head like that.
They're the
South
real
South African
ones.
Indians don't do the head.
Don't? Yeah. Unless... But I've seen. But it's not bad, like, you know.
Okay, I know the Durban ones, maybe.
Should
I
you call Ravi Naidu and ask him
Hi.
How they class the Indians?
But Ravi, let's
but
call
is he,
him.
Is he not South African Indian?
Yeah, let's find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he's saying, Mike is saying, we must call him for clarity from an Indian, because we don't want to misrepresent a whole race.
Yeah,
so that's a good idea, actually. He's the only... I don't have any Indian on my phone. Let me see. Deleted Kenton years ago.
Am I connected?
Deleted... Oh, I've got Carmen ready. Oh, Carmen ready. Carmen. Shit, I was speaking to her this morning.
Oh.
You know Carmen? Yeah. How would you know Carmen from?
Didn't you say you connected?
No.
Oh, ENCA, ne? Oh, yes. Oh, obviously, I know Carmen ready. We can call Carmen ready.
No, I wanted to ask Ravi if he fired me because I'm black.
Let's get the casting out the way. Then you'll ask him afterwards. Hey, yo, fam. Is it because I'm black you fired me? Because hey, Makji!
Because they said the Makji. Reshuffling. They said the reshuffling going into a different direction. But I was the only one they let go.
Oh, shit. That's
so,
fucked
up. What's the least group there? What was the name?
The least.
The Untouchables. So.
Oh, you are the Untouchable.
You are the Untouchable.
You are the Untouchable. He was Untouchable there at Highfeld. Untouchable Pueblo.
Are we in?
Yeah.
We're in the ends, innit?
It's called Ravi Naidu. Mr. Ravi Naidu! Dude, that guy's been there for like 20 years. He's
I know, Ravi's been there forever. I remember when they had that on the road looking for talent, and I with Jeremy Mansfield and stuff auditioned. He was there.
You auditioned?
Yeah, some albino guy got it though. I didn't get it. They're like, he's shit. Sounds like shit. But you know,
maybe
it was my bad day, or it was just whatever.
Even who's this lady? She's at Power FM now. Bobby Moloi also auditioned in the beginning.
Pabi Moloi.
Yeah, she auditioned.
Pabi Moloi. Pabi. Yeah, yeah. Three talk, not three talk. What's that thing? That's trending SA, Pabi.
Trending yes. SA, Pabi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't she like a sweetheart today for the longest time?
Yeah, she was.
Oh.
Yeah, she worked there twice. She started off there and then did the whole metro thing, whatever, and came back again.
How is she? Is she good?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her in a minute. I did my first demo with Pabi Moloi.
How was that?
At YFM, yeah.
What do you mean you did with her? Like she was hosting, you were
yes.
a co-host on the one. You guys were putting together a demo to propose together?
Yes, so I was putting a demo for YFM. And then I happened to be at the studio in Rosebank. And Jaws was there. And Jaws and Bobby were dating at the time. So
hey, Jaws has been around.
Wow.
Jaws and Bobby. Oh, yeah. It makes sense though.
Why?
No. Jaws, you know, like, you hear stories of people with, like, crazy background, and Pabi has also has fair shares of being a wild one.
Yeah,
Pabi
yeah.
Moloi used to be a wild one. And
with Jaws, yeah.
Jaws used to be a wild one also, so it makes sense.
Yeah. And then she was in the studio, so we ended up doing the demo with her.
Oh, shit, though.
What a flex, eh? Imagine, a demo with Pabi Moloi. Damn, and she was doing... breakfast, I think, at the time. She had just taken off the fresh.
Oh, dope. So she was just helping you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sweet of her.
Let's actually find it, man. Let's find it.
Let's call Rafi again.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, he's got your number.
Yeah.
But he'd answer your call now, I mean, especially now.
Ah, he's probably busy, man. You know, Indians on Saturdays are busy.
With what?
Like, what
are Indians
doing?
I've never spent time around Indians like that. To know that, yo, if you want an Indian, you gotta call him on Thursday, 7 o'clock PM. I don't know Indian schedule.
He's probably gonna do something with family. They always do family things on Saturdays.
Yeah, what's up with Indians like that? Bro, Indians will like the olders like that, they'll buy a huge mansion. And Wonkumut is gonna live there.
Yeah.
The grandparents, the kids, all the kids' wives and kids' husbands, generally wives, and then the next generation is also. I love they're so family, but I could never, bro.
Yeah.
Like if you go to Indian communities, like your Lodium, you see the house is probably like three stories.
Yes.
You know? Like you know your Indian areas. Yes. You know? Like so, it's they are like that. It's just their way of life. You know.
Nah, a whole back. Family and.
Yeah.
Like yeah, and it's crazy. I was
like,
funny enough,
would be for someone specific. If you get married, you'll stay here. You know, it's one of those. They just keep it.
Funny, I was in an Indian home that these guys called Gadget Boys in North Cliff, and I was there, so they run their business from home, and it's Indian.
I've seen that, man. What is that? What
Gadget do? Boys.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They sell phones.
Oh.
They sell Segways and all those security things, and scooters as well, electronic scooters. They sell a whole lot of gadgets. So I was there, you know, because they know me, like, yo, so, and then it's lunch, random Wednesday, it's lunch, and it's biryani. And then they're like, what do you have, mild or hot? I'm like, shit, you guys have a pot for hot and a pot for mild. Which family does that?
Yo.
Tina's just spaghetti twine and a spice, you know what I mean? Like, you'll make it hot in the plate.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so crazy, the family thing and meals, and it's so important.
Speaking about food, the Nando's in the UK is the same as this side, eh?
Oh, the taste?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it's literally the same,
man. That's good.
Wow.
But it feels like you're disappointed.
No, I thought it was different.
Yeah, because the KFCs of this world are different, right? Like, and the McDonald's of this world abroad and this side.
Yeah. Hey, but G2 really hosted me, man. Like, there's this other restaurant we went to where they've got meat on, on tap. So what they do...
Meat?
On tap. So what they do is they go to each table and every 5 minutes they bring out new meat. And then you just choose if you want it. And it just keeps going the whole night. So they'll bring out like a rabbit, and then if you want it.
So literally, Wanyamai Peli, like.
Yeah.
Because you know, we get those places, Wanyamai Peli. I know what it's so weird to. Wanyamai Peli, Pramazunyandoda. So that's a fancy one, though.
Yeah, it's a Brazilian restaurant. Most soccer players go there.
Nice.
Like Ronaldo, all the like Portuguese, Brazilian players.
Portuguese, Brazil. Because in Brazil, they speak Portuguese anyway. Yes. So
they just bring out, lamb. You want some? Cool. Next meet. Just keeps on coming the whole night.
Shit, for real?
Yeah.
That is dope, yeah, bro. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
How was it? You was like, so I was suiting you.
No, I didn't have appetite. I was having one of those days where I didn't have appetite.
Oh, shit, dog.
I drank a lot the night before.
And is it a lot to enter? Because it sounds like a lot.
No, it's like 50 pounds.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's like a grand, though.
Yeah,
so
that's like
it makes sense. Yeah, that's a lot.
Shout out. I got to speak to Benny McCarthy. Benny,
I saw that.
Yeah.
Video call, eh?
Yeah. But he was going to training, so I couldn't speak to him that long. But yeah. I told him that, yo, man, when you say pull up so we can do a podcast.
And is he game?
Yeah, he's game.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I spoke to Denny Welbeck.
Oh, Welbeck!
Yeah. Do you know Denny Welbeck?
No.
Yeah. He used to play for Man U, man.
Oh.
Ah, Academy.
Yeah.
He's never played Ace.
Academy.
He did.
Did he play for the big team?
Yeah, even Arsenal, bro. What you talking about?
No, I know Arsenal, but he came up the Man U Academy, didn't he?
And then at the game, I didn't know Ronaldo left the game, bro. That was like a big thing.
Yeah, I didn't see Ronaldo leaving.
I didn't see Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo left. Apparently, Babafunu Umfaga, he was it against Tottenham, ne?
Yeah.
Babafunu Umfaga, and he refused.
Yeah.
And then Utange, and I don't know why, because he's going to play for like 2 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever. Mm. And he walked down the tunnel.
Yeah.
Then I saw Fabrice Muamba.
Who's that?
The guy that almost passed away on the field way back, long ago.
Well back. Which one? The name sounds familiar.
Fabrice Muamba, he was playing for Bolton and he collapsed on the field.
I remember a story like that.
And he almost died. And G2's so insensitive, he's like, oh yeah, hey man, do that party trick where you almost died.
A party trick, guys. No.
Hey, Fabrice, do that party trick, mate. We almost die. Yeah, that one. Do that one, man.
Find the green, Simon. Find the grass and just and do it. We know you do it best on the grass, right? That's crazy, dog.
It's been called a party trick.
Fabrice Muamba. I'll Google him and read up about it.
But what I was disappointed about was the strip clubs, bro. It's £100, but you can't touch.
Are you for real?
£100, but you can't touch.
In South Africa,
that's like 2,000
it's like
rand.
200 rands, and you literally get £100 in.
Drop that fucking thing off
your... Oh, and the stopwatch.
Are you for real? £100?
Yeah, what kind of strip club is this?
Isn't that like 2,000 rands, bro?
Yeah, it's a shitload of money.
No, you said £100, ne?
Yeah, £100.
Ooh. That's like 2,000 rands.
Yeah.
So you just watch.
Yeah, you just watch. I went there for content, you know?
For content?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you see?
Nothing. You like this, bro. You just watch.
Yeah, exactly. What did you... I see. I'm not asking, okay, what did your eyes touch? Yeah, what did they see?
Okay, but generally, rule of thumb in strip clubs, you can't touch vele.
Yeah.
Unless she's stripping and you're tipping. Yeah, bro? Then you can... tip.
Yeah.
So some guys, when they tip, well, they're going to put maybe the notes on the thong. Like.
So you're saying touching is a South African thing?
No, you can't. You can't touch, generally.
So the only one who's tipping can touch. Now, I'm trying to find the etiquette, you know, the strip club etiquette, if guys are there. So is it only the one who's giving money? Let's say your guys...
Yes, if it's a strip show and she's stripping.
Okay. So the one who's handing, who's giving out money.
Yes, you can touch. So you can spank, you know. And I don't know about anything else, you know. But you can touch. Like,
can all the guys in the crew also touch?
Or no, if you're going to tip. Because you're tipping while she's stripping.
Yeah.
Then you can touch her body. Obviously, you can't, you know. Even if it's a tip, you can't put tip. You can't put the tip only. But you can touch. Okay. But generally in a strip club, you can't just spank a girl. Guys will do it, you know what I mean? But it's not really...
Bro, I forgot his name, man.
It's Tibla.
Tibla, yeah.
Hey, Tibla.
Sorry, man. I got jet lag. Sorry, man.
Jet lag. So I'm not going to start download. You know, he left all the fucking names on the cloud. Now he's back. He's downloading the names. So T's down there. You remember Aya first.
So I'm like, man, I'm like this the whole time, man. I'm like, fuck, I don't want no smoke. I don't want no Benjamin Mendy type bullshit.
Yeah, dog. Exactly. And like you're this. African also. Like proper African. Like,
yeah.
You're from Africa.
I was just like this. I'm like, okay. Oh. All right.
Went to the strip club to touch yourself. You know what I mean? Well, some guys do that, actually. They go to the strip to later touch themselves.
Oh, to later, not there.
Yeah, not there. Okay. But the thing is, it's normal, right? It's just that the price is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
You can't pay 2,000 rands and then you can't touch, right? Like, if you go to a summit or these local strip clubs, you'll pay like 2 clip or whatever, clipper to get in, you know? So you don't mind not touching because you just paid. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. And that is fine. Even the grand though, it's quite. How much is the grand these days?
Hey man, I've never been to the grand.
Isn't like 1.5?
You went when you went to the Botswana strip club. You have to enter the grand to get to there.
I think it's 1,000.
Yeah, it was her side. Like I've never had the grand experience.
Oh yes, so she just walked like, through. But how much was the? Oh, she collected you by the door.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, even the grand is like a thousand or something. It's crazy.
It's like 1,000.
Some weird things happening there. I figure the grand when you get there, you pay. Right? If you're going to pay cash, I mean, a card, there's a penalty.
What?
You pay like 300 bucks extra. You need to have cash. That's weird. Okay. Cool. Let me go to the garage down the road. Mm. And I was going there to check out the Debuko Tebojane strip club. It was a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, first time and last time there.
Anyway, what's this I'm hearing about water shedding, man? What's going on, guys?
Hey, bro, this ends. There's water shedding now. Yeah.
Oh, these ends.
In these ends, I think it's the. Go, please help us out, fact checker. But I think it's the electricity. The load shedding is now affecting the production of water.
Yeah, the water pumps.
No way.
Because the water pumps are electronic.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
So this is happening here in Gauteng and all the municipalities. So
it's just in Gauteng at the moment.
Yeah. Not to my knowledge. That's what the article, when it said it started.
What the fuck is going on, man?
Bro, we need to get a borehole. We need to get off the grid. Because it's a beautiful country, man. You know, when you travel, you realize South Africa is amazing. Even the women. I didn't see one big nyash. Not even one big nyash.
Oh, I did. But it was a black lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she works at Booth. Was it Booth? That clicks.
Yeah. The only big nyash I saw was Amaroto's side, Zuma.
Oh,
who's Amaroto's side? Oh, Zuma. Uzuma. Yeah, Uzuma. He's got a side in there.
He's got a huge UK honey.
Why?
She had a big. No, black girl. Big nyash. Yeah, big nyash.
Big nyash.
Yeah.
But why
that's
are you
the only
exposing
big
the side?
Eh?
Why are you exposing that? Hey, man,
I didn't say a name. No, she didn't say a name. It's like whatever.
Oh.
It's Zuma's foreign stock.
He's doing some stock exchange.
Zuma's foreign exchange. And is she hot?
Yeah.
She's South African or just British?
I didn't speak to her. Just someone told me, oh, that's Zuma's stock. I'm like, okay, cool.
Why? You didn't speak to her. Just say hi.
For what reason?
Like, for what reason?
I'm also South African.
I'm going to say and do what?
Hey, nice meeting you. Mm-hmm. You know, I once interviewed Zuma. Oh, great. My name is Mac. Then you do a thing. No, like, not
which
no.
Thing?
Like,
which thing?
You're trying to corrupt me this
way.
I'm in the ends.
Put your hands to yourself.
Wait, so the whole strip club that you paid $2,000, you didn't see a big bum?
Nothing. Wow. It was just white girls, man.
Not even British white girls, probably like
Russian.
Oh. Yeah, even at the grand, you get like Russian, you get some very Eastern European girls.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But why don't you go to the black ones, you know, the black strip clubs?
I don't know, man. We're just passing by, and then G2's like, this is a strip club. I'm like, oh, cool, let's go inside. Let me see.
Yeah, just the experience.
Yeah, just the experience. So it wasn't, we didn't even plan on, like, we're not planning on going.
Sure,
but it was on the way to the club.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Anyway, what's been happening? What did I miss out on, guys? What's been going on? Yeah.
You know what happened? There was a, you know, in South African crime. Mm. So there was this mother and son that appeared in court. I want to actually send the photo for you guys.
A mother like, and son?
Yeah, mother and son, they appeared in court for killing the husband.
Oh, man, that's depressing. Panga. Why are you telling us this,
No,
man?
No.
But South Africa is depressing, bro.
No, but
there's a nigga who works at a car place.
Yeah.
They found like six bodies. Yeah, you see, that's what's been happening. South Africa's depressing, bro. There's a 4-year-old who got raped and killed and murdered.
Do you know how many
and the
kids?
Father was attacking the guy in court. It's South Africa, bro.
On,
it's South Africa.
I just sent you on the group.
It's depressing, bro. We literally.
What got my attention with this whole story about this mother and son that killed. So they appear in court and they're wearing Uzi.
But that's uniform. So,
yeah, like uniform. Like, why doesn't Uzi just rebrand, guys? Like, poor brand. Like, king. Because it's just known, if you're wearing Uzi, you're a criminal at this rate. Like, why? Why would you? It's equivalent to uniform yase chele, guys. Like,
is it because it's cheap?
Hey, fagalis tombe, like, yaba bono ba peyile, je. The oozing of murder. Like. Fuck, yaba bono talawa, nego ba tembe. Number what? Hi, you want a budget? Hi, guys.
Both of them, mother and son.
But Uzi has had that reputation ever since there was a famous case.
Yo, hey.
You want a
budget? It's those ones that walk with the bounce. You know the bounce.
Yeah.
My one beside her. That's crazy, bro. But yeah, they don't look. So they did what? Mother and son in court for killing husband with panga.
Yeah, yo, with a panga.
With a panga. Yeah. Guys, come on, man.
No, so it was an altercation that ensued. Okay, they were both, I think the mother and the husband, they were coming from somewhere. They were both drunk, intoxicated, and then the fight ensued. And then obviously, first the husband, I think, had the knife, this panga. And then they got hold of it and then ended up killing him. So it was there was a whole altercation.
Then they could be innocent. It could be self-defense. It could be the father was abusive and the son was sick and tired of seeing his mom getting beat up by this man.
Common, yeah.
And yeah, it could be actually. Oh, then maybe they're not that murderous. It could be just self-defense. Or
where do they get these Uzi?
An Uzi? There's a shop.
Nah, it's fake. These are fakes, man. Come on.
Isn't it thrift shopping?
Thrift shopping.
Thrifting.
Wait, hold on. Is Uzi that expensive, guys? I think aren't these t-shirts like $200?
Now, Uzi used to be expensive. Way back,
Sabangani. You know, like 300 rand used to be expensive more Sabangani. Until you grow up.
Fact checker, like, okay. Let's check in the price of Uzi, too. Ah, fact checker, man. Oh, let's check in. But no, Uzi.
Do you need a holiday, love? Talk to me. If you need a holiday, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
We'll take you to the UK.
You need to be on, you know, on the money.
We'll take you to the UK. To the innits.
To the ends.
To the ends.
I missed that.
Shit.
Of Uzi, the shirts could range about 200 to 250.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. And a sweater.
Where's it from, Uzi?
Here I'm seeing the prices from Truworths.
Truworths. Yes. I think it's under the Truworths brand.
Oh.
The Truworths group.
Oh. Say Yawa. Before they used to have their own shops, right? Uzi used to have a standalone shop. Yawa, clearly, if you say Truworths, like, it used to be like.
But for ages now, I think it's been under Truworths. But it's for real. That happens. A lot of brands, you'd be surprised. Like, that fall under maybe your Woolworths, your Edgar's, you know, even your very high brand, like, you know. So it's not really about just to say, oh, so Yawa. They just buy you into the.
Oh, one thing I saw, I don't know if this is old news, but I saw that the interview Kanye West did with Drink Champs. Got pulled down, yeah?
Whoa. Got pulled down, yeah. Got Hectic. Pulled down. Balenciaga has cut all ties.
Is it old news or are people still talking about it?
No, it's fairly,
current.
It's a developing story. So the initial story is from last weekend, but now there's things happening. Like, I know Goldman Sachs... Have closed down his accounts.
Damn.
So probably said, take your money. We don't want to. You want?
So he's catching smoke.
Yeah, because I mean, he went in on Jews, bro.
Mm.
He went in on Jews, you know, and they run America.
But
literally,
doesn't it prove what he was saying though?
Yeah, then it does also, right? But I don't want to speak out of thing. It's 3 hours long. I was about to watch it till it got pulled down.
It pulled out. Yeah. Also, I was about to watch it.
Yeah. Then it got pulled down. Mm. Yeah. Exactly. So, like, I haven't seen everything.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the part that I did see, he says he's jealous of Jews because blacks, we don't work like Jews. We're not always united, combined.
Uh-huh.
We don't walk and
fair enough.
Which was fair, but that's just one. And I don't think they got pissed off
by that.
Mm. You know what I mean? I think there's other things. So yeah, man, people are just pulling out, and then Trevor Noah also.
Yeah.
What did Trevor do?
It's not even strays. It's just that, remember Trevor Noah?
Oh, yeah, when he said he's not even from America.
He just looks black.
He's not even black. He's not from America. He's not black. He's not from America.
What?
Because Trevor called him out when he was arresting Kim.
Yes, he
called him out. You know what I mean? And then... Charlamagne says, ooh. Kanye called him. He's like, what did Tenny... my woman is getting fucked by a white man with a 10-inch dick, and you're not gonna help me. And 10 inches was big, you know, for a dick. It's like big. Yeah. And you're gonna help me. So yeah, man, a whole lot of things. But he's been
fuck. Charlamagne tried to video call me over the weekend. I missed it, man.
Oh.
Hey, man.
Let's call him. Call him back now.
No, it was on Instagram.
Call him now.
Call him on Instagram.
Try it.
Oh, bro.
I deleted it.
Actually, call him now and let's chat about the Kanye thing because it's close to home with
exactly.
him.
Ah,
dog, I deleted it, dog.
Just go
on Instagram.
Go to go to Instagram.
In a mang. You're claim. In a mang.
Okay, show me. Where is
go
it?
Go to Instagram.
Hey, a mang, man.
This guy, he likes pushing this false narrative, dog. Go,
hey, dog. I'm saying. Okay, he miscalled you on Instagram.
Yes, because I was...
And till today, you have not tried to call him back.
No, I did try to call him back.
Okay, then okay. What you
but,
did.
But after the UK trip, I deleted my Instagram. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, oh! Hey, you just arrived like 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Like,
let's download like, Instagram. Why would you delete your Instagram?
Because I only go live when I'm overseas. So I'm done now.
Hey,
you only go live when you're overseas.
Yes.
So you download Instagram to go live.
Instagram to go live. Right now. Who
and
runs
you
your Instagram?
Yeah, because we.
Njabulo.
Yeah, he does my Instagram also. Mm. He's the social media guy.
Bro, why would I lie to you about deleting Instagram?
No, about. Because I'm like, oh, Charlamagne called you. We're speaking about Kanye West. Great moment to talk to Charlamagne because it's close to home with the Kanye West thing.
Yeah, and I'm right? explaining that he called me on Instagram, but like, I deleted it. So I can't call him. Like, it's not like Ravi. I can just pick up the phone and call Ravi.
Yeah.
Download it.
Instagram. Man.
Okay, yeah, but why are you saying I'm lying about deleting it?
I'll tell you a day about my shy. But you're not those. You're not like a pathological liar. Those people gonna lie. That's clearly. That's like
I can download it for my. You said I'm lying. Download it for me.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
When
I'm on to job on a man, like, I'm that come a man, and you're like,
yeah.
You're like, bro, shit, you sell line in, like, tell me what you're on. I'm going to tell you what you're on. This guy's going to tell you, like, that happened. No, it happened yesterday. I'm like, don't sell line in, it's tell me what you're on. Snamatroli, Ujala Utigakalako, 20 million, Imediako, 80 million, Imediakingam, and then he pulls out his phone. It's black on the one side. Big dealer, right? Then he's like, yo, I've just fucked up my phone. But I'm like, okay, even if you did fuck up your phone, but that can't be your phone. I mean, you're just bragging about all these things, and now you're getting caught up in your lie. So people just lie about random things. It's the weirdest thing. But you're not like that. But people just do. So, hey, well, where are you? You know, when people say, asking for your lobo and his wallet. And you can't call them back. Those people are like that. Who just lie. Just out of nowhere, like lie. I don't get it. Like, bro, how's your head? Are you fine? Are you functioning okay?
So as soon as I got to the UK, I installed it, right? Instagram.
Yeah.
So I can go live. So now when you install it, the notifications come up. Because normally I would, like, mute them. First, DM I see. Yo, Mac, you got to stop talking shit about celebrities. I'm like, what? You see what?
This is why I'm not on social media.
You see? Literally, the first comment I saw, Mac, you need to stop talking shit about celebrities.
Who's this?
I don't know. I don't even fucking know.
But G2 says you were scared, though, bro. Speaking of that, G2 says you were scared.
No, scared of what?
So
scared of what?
Mac was operating in a club in Manchester. It's like, yo, man, I heard my producer's got goons around here. Yo, man. Around it. And he says he was in the car the whole night. You can't run from the long arm of Maporisa. The long arm of the law. The long arm. Maporisa is the law. He's got the long arm all the way to England. Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
Nah, but he
so
won't
much
do anything.
For closing the gates.
Eh? Nah, he won't do shit. Man.
Like,
imagine me scared of Pori. Come on. Now.
Hey, did you see his video though? Did you see it?
I haven't seen.
You don't see. You don't see his video. You don't see his video. He's threatening your hands.
No.
Jeez. Yeah, he was threatening your hands, man. But I'm like, come on.
Get bodyguards, Mac.
Nah, man. He's playing games.
Thing is, once you said it,
you see? Can you see?
Can you see?
Call him. I don't wanna. Don't prove he called me. I want us to talk. Oh yes, shit! Oh wait.
It's
wait,
not working, bro. It's not working. It's been giving that problem the whole time.
Oh shit! Oh my bad. Hey. Video call ended.
Why would I cap this nigga?
Yeah.
No, come you on. Know why? It's just trying to be my shy. I got to tell that shy.
Maybe my two man who finally overshadowed me. What's he? I'll call him in 2 hours.
But it keeps giving me a problem. It doesn't want to connect. Is it connecting?
Nah, there's definitely a problem, bro. Mm. I'm trying to call, you know.
Mm.
It says call.
So he tried to call me back, and then I missed the call.
Oh,
Rodecaster Pro connected. Okay, that's the audio.
That's the audio, yeah.
Yeah, bro, just says boom. Report problem. It's been no giving me that.
Yeah,
problem.
It's been giving me that problem the whole week.
No, I think maybe he doesn't.
That's why I gave him my number. Do you see? I gave him my WhatsApp.
Yeah. You said, yo, bro, I'm hardly on Instagram. Call me on my WhatsApp if you can.
Yeah.
Why he must FaceTime you, bro? Just say FaceTime.
Yeah, give him your numbers. IPhone.
Just give him your iCloud handle.
iCloud
and say FaceTime me.
No, he's not. He
probably doesn't because America.
Yeah,
they probably
use Android. I'm still on the Android.
Yeah,
Android
FaceTime.
Language. Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, because he won't take you serious because they're probably using a different social media thing.
Even iMessage him or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just be like, yo, here's my iCloud. Here's my FaceTime. Just get him to FaceTime you, bro.
Yeah. But he's a chilled guy, man.
Maybe he's even going to be coming to South Africa, actually.
Sorry?
I'm saying maybe he's even going to be coming to South Africa or Africa.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we're going to pull up on him. We're just working on our visas.
Yeah.
Once we get our visas, we're going to pull up on him. He said we can come through.
Sweet.
Who should we do? We must do more than just him, though.
We must line up all of them.
Yeah.
I think we can even do Kanye West because we just have to speak to Dame Dash.
Oh yes, because Damon Kanye, they cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Kanye.
But anyway, back to Kanye. What do you think about all these social media platforms banning people, man? Seems to be like a in thing right now.
Well, but I mean, every social media platform has rules, and if you break them, fair enough. They'll probably. I mean, how many accounts on Twitter are get reported?
But what about free speech? What about free speech?
Yeah, but free speech does not include hate speech and infringing on other rights of people, right? I mean, that's why when we're in primary, they taught us about rights and responsibilities. You have the right to speak your mind, but you can't promote hate speech, whatever. You have the right of free movement, but I can't trespass on someone's home.
True.
So
I don't know. I feel weird about it, man.
It depends. If the grounds are there to suspend someone, because we all report, there's an account now locally on Twitter, a child, South African kid, like maybe she's 18 or 16 or 15, she looks. She was posting child porn, like herself, almost naked.
Who,
yeah,
for real.
Ooh. Yeah, for real.
Who's this?
Which podcast have you been?
Who's this?
Which podcast? Have you
no,
been
I'm shocked.
To?
Like, hey.
Let me find because funny enough, I found a nigga. One of the niggas was I know the nigga, right? So I'm like, yo, bro, why are you following this kid? You know, I'm like, why the fuck are you following this kid? And he's like, yeah, man. He's like. It's just like, I saw that girl before I reported it. I'm like, but why are you following then? You know what I mean? This kid, look. Because I took a screenshot to send it to him to be like, what the fuck? Why are you manyala, bro? You know?
Oh, no, man.
Exactly.
No,
so that kid, now people have been reporting it. Oh, she's now suspended.
Man. Oh, no.
So the suspension of accounts does work, especially if the rules are being broken. You know what I mean? Especially if rules.
But who gets to determine that what you are saying is hate speech?
Hate speech is a definition. What's the definition of hate speech, fact checker?
Yeah.
Hate speech is a definition. Mm. And if what you said is in line with that definition, it is then hate speech. Mm. Just like murder has a definition.
Yeah,
and I get you.
And if you commit it.
The definition to hate speech is abusive or threatening speech or written expression that expresses prejudice against particular groups, especially on the basis of race, religion, or sexual orientation.
Yeah, man, because my thing is they're going to end up blocking a lot of people, bro.
Or inciting violence, those kind of things. Mm. Of course, on Twitter. On Twitter, a lot of people should have been blocked, but no one ever, because Twitter does not track everybody's movement and all their accounts and what they tweet.
So it's only high profile people.
Yeah, they're actually after high profile.
Only high profile people.
People,
they're not really after, but.
Oh, Andrew Tate, now yeah. Kanye, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But that's from reporting also.
Yeah,
remember,
yeah, yeah,
high
yeah.
profile meaning a lot of followers.
You've got
so
a lot of
you
followers.
You say one thing. Like for me, if I now tweet something like fucked up now.
You'll be
they're all going to report me.
Hey,
but if I had no followers, no one's going to report me.
Let's
right?
keep this podcast at 800,000, man. Hey, you can't be getting too many followers now.
Nah,
see,
fuck you.
Yeah, it's problematic. When once you're too, yeah, when you once you have too many followers.
Yeah, from 800,000, don't subscribe anymore, all right?
Oh, yeah, please.
But it comes with the territory, bro. That's it, man. So it's yeah, I get what where you're going.
If 10K people are watching, don't watch. Type of vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Unsubscribe. Can you please unsubscribe? Hey, man. I miss the days when we had like 1,000 subscribers. Hey, you could say anything, bro.
Wild shit.
Yo!
Can't we now?
I was Carla. Look, they're banning people now.
Yo.
What did you say? Let's see. We, you know?
Yeah.
We can push it.
Because that's what I'm saying, Uri.
Because when we stop saying a lot of things, then we stop being podcasts in jail.
I think we're
I think
we're going into a time where there's going to be a lot of censorship around this medium.
Yeah.
Nah. But there's always ways to work around. There's things you can say.
But you're smart. Some of us are not that smart.
Honestly,
it's just like, oh,
Saul is smart, man. Saul can say fuck you without saying fuck you.
Yeah, no, smart.
Yeah, so we can do that.
No, Saul can do it. I'm just saying, we.
Some of us,
Saul
knows fuck.
Ah, you do it.
It works.
That's why when you open your
one word vocab, all he says is fuck.
We are literally the highest contender right now in the country. If anyone has to be banned, I think we'd be first in line.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
They're just waiting. They're waiting to
I promise you, bro.
Put the words together.
Man. They're not going to fucking ban us. Thing is, because also YouTube, let's be honest, YouTube is making money. They've got ads
but
running.
Is the
they're
same
not going to ban
us. No, no, no. But YouTube is the one that is banning the other people that are getting all these views, right? So why would they stop?
But if you look at the other people, what they've said versus what we say, I think it's worlds apart. I mean, we speak our mind, but I mean, really.
The danger is when some people will now use that as Arsenal haters to reuse the report system and just for the fuck of it.
Oh, yeah, they tried to do that with us. So,
exactly.
I mean, you know, we'll say something, okay, even if maybe we're wrong, but others are like, ah, fuck, want blood.
Am
fuck them. Cancel them. You know what I mean? But also, I think YouTubers had enough of those incidents with other channels. They've seen it. Like, okay. Because they're human. They need to sit down and watch that stuff and make their own decision at the end of the day because they are making money from the platform. Yes, they can shut it down. They'll make money elsewhere, but they're reasonable people.
And we can't exactly create our own platform.
That's the problem. Why can't we? I agree with you. We can't.
It never works.
Why?
It never
it
works.
It never does, right?
It never works,
have you
man.
Seen it?
Yeah. I mean, what happened to that AKA app?
Yeah, AKA had an app. At some point, Fistaz had an app. Fistaz Mixwell. You had an app. Yeah.
But the app didn't go well.
I see what you did there.
It didn't mix well.
You know, so yeah, let's be honest. And it's a weird phenomenon because we get the numbers, there's 800K people, and then we say we're going off YouTube and starting our own. Won't get those 800K people. It's the weirdest thing ever.
We'll be lucky to get 100,000.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
It's convenience, bro. It's
convenience. Is a but if YouTube is just but an app on your phone, and we create an app on your phone where it's a scroll away or one swipe away, and you click, that's convenient.
Hey man, it's not that easy, man. There's a lot of things that happen behind
subscribe.
The scenes in the back end to make YouTube what it is. You know,
yeah.
Like just now, we start one, and then.
Glitch.
You can't upload the
There's
sound.
Glitches. We can't
Aya
take 100K people watching. The sound is now.
Aya has no internet.
People can download.
Yeah, true. I get you. YouTube seems simple to us, but there's a lot of working things.
And everybody's
here.
It's convenient. It's convenient, dog.
Fair enough.
It's a one giant billboard, you know?
It's sad, though. It's sad.
Yeah. Anyway, what else did I miss out on, man?
So, there was an episode last week, guys, of Ujwala 99, where it went to the lengths of Uchup chup, literally. So obviously, you know how they just come in, was in a room, this guy was cheating. And okay, during the confrontation, he literally opened, like he removes the bed because he's in the bed. Like, yeah. Obviously covered.
So swikhe mbedeni.
Oh, swikhe mbedeni. And then he removes, so the guy was literally naked. Yo. You know? So it's like, it's become so like disrespectful to a point. It's just, because I watched that episode, I was so disappointed. Like the way Chup Chup is moving with this show, it's so just disgusting now. Like,
okay, wait.
Ratings, baby. Ratings, baby.
E-out, echitayo, baithole lapho echita khona.
Yeah, with the side.
Usifihle phansi kombhede.
Yeah, no, not usifihle inside the sheets, you know, the bed. Like, who get in bed in?
Baba caught, they caught them red.
Yeah, obviously they were just busy doing it.
She's on a period. Then,
wow, says Ngani.
It would be red handed.
Blood never hurt nobody.
Blood, bro.
Bloody fool.
Come on, eh?
Bloody fool.
Come on. Blood never hurt no one. Blood is family.
Exactly. Jeez. You know.
Damn.
Dude, no, you are dark, bro. You are dark.
What do you mean?
You are
dark. No, he was going somewhere. He was going somewhere.
I'm
clearly, Sol had just had period sex.
If I'm trying to figure out and the girl's on her periods, you'd be caught red-handed, literally. How is that dark or weird? Or it's just
No. Sol realistic. You're exposing yourself. You just had some period sex. That's what you had.
No,
that's
actually,
why you.
No, I haven't.
Note how much
sex.
There's so much red here.
Yeah. Red cup, red head. You are now red-handed.
He's the guy that touches at the UK strip club, this one. Some of us were here.
Nah. Hey, man. Touching his schwapa. My hands would be pissed at me. I respect my hands. Not even once. Yeah, I respect these hands. Respect them.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's telling, though. I think that's telling that maybe it's scripted, guys.
Oh, yes.
Because, number one, invasion your previous. Number one. Yes, if Bakthole ugoma kwapheni or emanyaleni uhlele dining room, uphuza amakheke, and a cold drink, that's fine. But in bed, naked, with your manhood showing, that's invasion of privacy. It's illegal.
So you're saying that it's scripted? They plan these things?
It's possible, for ratings.
Number one, we live in a country where indlala ibhokile. So if you like to people, well,
but
we'll pay
10,000, 20 grand. But looking at the demographic of the kind of people they enter, obviously, I'm getting like, you know, goma big room kind of vibes. So do these people know?
Bro, why are you so pressed? It's not like they called Mnaga. Come on now. Why are you so pressed, bro?
Yeah.
No, I'm concerned for the people in my country. Listen.
Come on.
No, but it makes it's my people.
Look, I know what you mean. People have always said, "Good, yeah, they're making money from black shame or
who,
black whatever."
Who isn't? Who isn't?
You know what I mean?
Who isn't?
Right? Mm. But when there's an advert, people are singing for washing powder. Black people, mac. No one fucking complains. No one is complaining and shit.
Mac ain't complaining.
Yeah, it's entertainment, guys.
Mac.
No one is asking. Hey, I've been in a million taxis. I've never seen you back as a club. Mac. You know what I mean? And no one has ever has a fucking problem with that. No one has a problem with that shit. But when it's fucking Mojela, people have a problem with it. Come on. And we all watch and enjoy Jerry Springer, right? When white people were dragging one another,
her sister sleeping with the brother, cheaters.
So it's also, even if it is scripted, it's entertainment, guys. It's entertainment industry.
It reminds me of these alcohol adverts. Have you seen them now? They've got literally a checklist. They got to have someone from the community, and they're always walking nowhere slowly.
Oh,
have you seen?
Shit. No, I haven't.
You must check.
Yeah, with thingy. Remember Hunters? With my bruise called their bruise, and I just walk in the desert.
Yeah,
where the fuck are you going, man? Yo, bro.
Who started this train?
Where are you leading these people, Moses? That's walking in the desert, like, my charners get their charners. Like, what the fuck is happening? That's too old. Open the balcony and drink alcohol. You know what I mean?
Like, next alcohol ad you watch, I promise you, someone in the community walking somewhere.
just walking,
mindlessly walking to nowhere. Exactly.
So like, there's no more dancing because every ad, black ad, was about people dancing. That's how you to capture people.
No, now we're walking. Yes. We're tired of dancing. We're walking.
Even the tea one, Chokorin, Ukok, Five
and
Roses.
Then, and then there's that one here, Nak, where he just stands. What the fuck is that ad? Okay. That advert.
Which one? Which
They're
one?
Using gogos a lot as well in a lot of these ads. Gogos. Yeah, from your Uber Eats, all of your gogos are popular.
Oh, Uber Eats one. Yes. That's famous one.
Spotify. Yes. Gogos are very popular lately as well.
Yeah. There's one here, Nak, where he's, it's like a photo shoot, dog.
Nak music. What is he doing?
Royal Flush Gin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. He's gin. Yeah, my card. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's just standing. I'm like, jeez, man. Who comes up with this shit?
Yo, it's just, is it? Sexy man. Oh, sexy man thing. But he looks like, I don't think like, the moves can dance. For real.
Hey, man.
You see, so, bro, let's not judge Moja. People are watching it, they're loving it, the very same black people. And let's be honest, you know, like you said, that demographic of the people they're always exposing, it's them enjoying it anyway, you know what I mean? And then there's a ghost lady. But it's obvious. How come they don't get...
A ghost lady? Wait, what?
I'm saying you enjoy the content.
Oh.
So I'm saying it's the demographic that you see there that enjoys the content, and then there will be a ghost lady, Khelema Sababs, you know, who still enjoys the content. But it's telling that there isn't, they never catch like people in the higher income brackets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
with two cars and a nice home. It's always like, you know.
In the ends.
Which, in the ends, which the is, ends. Is telling.
If she wanted to come to an end.
And then what happened?
Oh, 50 minutes. Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. You're out. Don't try anything. Don't try anything.
All right, fuck it. Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Before that, this is shout out Zonke. She was chilling with L.A. Reid, Mr. L.A. Reid. And yeah, so who knows? Maybe something up is coming, you know? You know L.A. Reid?
L.A. Reid is a big
The superstar maker, basically,
yeah, he,
you know?
What, from your what label Braxton. Did he co-found? But it's a huge producer. Him and baby, baby face.
Yes,
L.A. Reid
yes,
is a huge,
yeah, yeah.
like huge. He's made a lot of artists. Like he's huge. Yeah.
He found Usher. Like he's
L.A. Reid is
it.
Big, man. L.A. Reid is the deal.
All right, cool. Let's play again.
What label? Fact checker. What label did L.A. Reid found?
It was an R&B label.
Drake underneath his name, which is Epic Records.
Yes. Epic, yeah. And you've got the facts.
So it's Epic Records and?
It's Epic Records, LA Face, and the Island Steph Jazz.
LA Face was with him and Babyface.
Babyface, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Are you scared to speak?
I'm waiting for you guys to finish because interrupting while you guys are speaking.
But we can quickly move on to something else with hanging facts that happen.
Just put your hand up.
I've realized that with the water.
So teach you how to do the hand.
There we go. I knew it. As soon as it said, put your hand up three times. I was like, here comes the nail joke.
When last did you put your hand up?
We communicate. Bro's radio. We're gonna be here again. I still do.
I'm kidding, though.
We communicate.
I'm kidding, man.
Hey, it's a touchy subject. He speaks now. Hey, bro, zinga, please leave me alone. Zinga, what you gonna do, nigga?
What does that mean?
Zinga, please leave me alone.
So what does that mean?
Yeah.
Zinga piece limela sa.
It means like how many years has it been since you left the mountain? So after 1 year, one's slimela, two's limela, three, four, five. It means basically how long have you been a man for?
And then why do you get so offended?
Because it's not a question anyone can. You can't just answer that to anyone.
Oh.
I answer teta nicks up. I'm out. Saul knows the answer.
Yeah, because they're going to make him pay. So,
whatever.
No drink. I love Tupac and Ian Fanel.
So now. now. So, Chong, Ulitian, you've been to the mountain.
Ulitian. Yes.
You've been to the mountain. You've got a nose ring.
You went to the mountains, dog?
I'm a man.
So now, when you've got a nose ring, don't the other Janice
I'm switching off your mic.
Swallowed it.
But he cheated on his foreskin.
He did what?
He cheated on his foreskin.
Cheated.
I'm switching off your mic. It's your mic is off.
Oh, he chewed.
Keep on my secrets.
So I'm gonna leave you only, Mac and Ghosty.
Don't say anything.
No, I'm leaving your mic on. They're out, these ones.
Hey, where do you get that from?
Hey, chewed.
Swallowed. Forget chewing. He swallowed.
Yeah. Did you swallow? Do you solo?
I said, I'm going to go to the chin.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. This game is called Picture This. I want everybody to grab their phones. Where's everybody's phones? Grab your phones. Right, grab your phones.
Grab your phone.
All right, Tibbler. Fat checker, where's your phone? Oh, you're going to do the laptop?
But I'm feeling this game is going to go south.
But you're not in the group, though, man. Can you add in the group quickly?
Oh, okay. Let me add on
in the
group.
In the podcast group.
Oh, you're in the group.
Yeah, she's not in the group.
Shame. How come? Why won't you call me?
Probation?
Are you so too close?
If I deal probation.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Okay, the game is called Picture This, right?
Okay, cool.
We are going to go to our photo album. I'm going to pick a number, and then whatever picture that number is, you must send it and explain what's going on.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So let's choose a number.
So you mean we must all go to our gallery?
We must go to our gallery.
Gallery, yes.
Okay, cool.
And then can we start from...
Picture number one is
The Uzi.
Oh, no, wait. So picture number one would be the most recent picture.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then we count.
Wait. Up. So we're all in the group.
Yes.
And then we're going to add picture or attach picture.
To the group, yes.
Oh. And then you go to photo and video library.
Yeah.
And then... Ah, I see. Okay.
Okay, cool. Let me choose a number. Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So we must all send our 7th pick?
Yes.
Hey, I'm not sending that one.
You know, no. Let me tell you. Hold on. Everybody. Wait. Everybody put your phones down, right?
Okay.
We should have... Give me your phone. I send the 7th pick I see.
Okay.
And then you send the 7th pick from me from the bottom.
Okay.
So we do that. You take someone else's phone.
Take a ghost lady's phone.
Hey, man, how did you set up your phone, bro?
Hey, man.
No. Guys, do this. Go to WhatsApp.
Yes.
Go to WhatsApp.
Yes.
Hey! Exactly. No. Choose the 7th. The 7th is a price stand, bro. I know it's a price stand.
Wait.
The 7th is a fucking price stand. Don't lie. You're sending not the price stand. No.
No. I haven't said.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Here's the fucking 7. Motherfucker. So, guys, you go to the group.
Yes.
And then you start counting.
Yes.
Then you go to the group, you say, add, like you're going to share a picture with the group.
Yes.
And then you go to your gallery from within WhatsApp.
And then you go number 7.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Fat checker. Okay. You're on probation. It's fine. You're on probation. Aya, what are you doing?
I'm not doing.
Hey, yeah, let's say.
I leave you alone. There's nothing. Yeah.
Aya said. Hey, son, come speak to
Aya, you got your own phone. No. You shouldn't have your own phone.
Ghosty said.
You shouldn't have your own phone.
Come on, man.
You shouldn't have your own phone.
You shouldn't have. Niggas are cheating up in here, man. Hey. Hey, man, did you delete? I am sneaky as fuck, bro. I am sneaky as fuck. Fat checker, take his phone. Take his phone. Aya, give the phone.
Okay, my picture. Let me send my picture.
Why are you sending your own picture, Ghosty?
It's actually
4, 5, 6, 7.
Which one is this one?
Sad. Aya never wants to do anything, bro. Aya, you one sneaky motherfucker.
Stuff and then
comes.
Aye.
I didn't delete shit.
Hey, don't send us pictures. We already have. Aye.
But then it's the same picture.
Aye.
But nah. guys,
just kill the game. Okay,
but I made the rules and I said give your phone to somebody else.
Mm.
Just put it on Let's the screen where you're ready to select a picture.
So Ghosty, you take my phone.
Okay. No, we've done this already. I've sent from your phone.
Yeah, but I'm saying we're gonna do another round because these guys are fucking it up.
Can I
Kanye.
No. Okay, should I keep someone?
Yes. Bring me your phone now. Hey! Hey!
Wait! Don't
there you go, there you go. IS phone. There we go.
Okay. Oh, it's locked. It's locked. It's locked. It needs face ID. And me and I are very different looking.
I
locked this phone, man. This phone is locked. This phone is locked.
You two niggas.
You got mine.
Fuck these niggas, bro. Give that phone to Ghosty.
No, he deleted stuff before.
I didn't delete shit, dog.
Yeah, you see, Mac has an upper hand because he's coming up with the game.
Ghost Lady.
So he
Ghost Lady, didn't I come up with the game?
I can't throw it,
Ghosty. Didn't I come up with the game in the car?
Oh, shit.
No, we did.
Yeah, we came up with it together in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He came up with the game in the shower. Proposed it in the car like it's a new idea. Meg is calculating. Yeah. He's calculating. I'll calculate.
This one.
That's mine.
Okay. Tipler's going to handle yours.
Okay. Can we start now?
Yeah.
All right. We're doing, instead of 7, let's do what? 10.
Mm.
Let's do 10. Picture number 10.
Picture number 10.
Let's go. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hey, Ziakal. Hey. All right. Who's got eyes? Yeah, send Aya there.
Yeah.
Send all of
them. Baba.
I sent you guys a screenshot to see that it's actually picture number 10, yeah?
Baba,
I want
10.
You to say yeah.
All right, cool. Let's start.
Your picture is not the one that sent.
Let's start. Okay. Hey. Picture number 10.
Yeah.
What is going on?
He's counting.
He's
counting.
He's in the ends.
You are in the ends. He's counting. Hey, one now.
Has everyone sent their picture?
Wait.
Ghosty, you sent yours, ne?
I sent mine. It's fine.
Yeah. Who's sending mine?
See,
I'm still waiting for mine.
That's 10.
But you know that's not saying me.
That's 10.
Did you send mine?
Okay. I'll
see.
Dibla, sand ghost, sand.
Come on.
Hey, I can't say this one.
Who's there?
Okay, Neo, did you send?
It's a title.
What do you mean?
You are even looking for number 10.
You just count.
You are creating number. He's looking. Neo says he's looking for number 10. How you? You are attaching a picture. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How are you looking? You're looking for a picture of a kid starting her first day at school. Some innocent ass picture.
I asked picture.
You guys are not honest as I thought you were, man.
Nah, man. Niggas are fake out here, man.
Y'all are fake, man.
Fake.
Why do you have my phone?
Hey, you must go shoot Casper's podcast. You lot. Wow. Fuck is wrong with you niggas. Fake niggas, come on, man.
Okay, let's start with the pictures.
All
right, let's
go. Playing a game. Buffet.
So, Penduka, your picture. Here we go. What is going on here? Look at you. Yeah.
No, you know what? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's like, I sent a picture of, it's a thingy. My colognes. Because I gave I gave my cousin my cologne.
This is all you?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, dog.
It's one of my few... guilty pleasure.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
like, yeah. People have their own things.
Shit, I didn't
so
know
that. I sent my cousin. I gave my cousin. I gifted my cousin with a cologne. Mm.
Okay.
So he was like,
next picture. Are we?
How are we still explaining? He's still explaining.
Sorry.
Hey. So whatever. I gave my cousin. I almost gave someone the thing yesterday, then I realized, actually, let me give it to my cousin, you know?
Yeah.
So I gave my cousin the colognes, and yeah, don't worry, Aya sending me is that's the screenshot to prove that it's the 10th
picture. Yes.
Now you are seeing my gallery and you're going to other pictures.
We are truthful over here.
You're going to other pictures.
We're no fake niggas.
Yeah.
We're no fake niggas. I'm looking for number 10.
So I was sending my cousin my collection.
Yeah.
To show him that this is my collection. But he was like, how can you, like, wow, man, this is so nice. You just gave it to me. But I gave it to him because I got it as a thingy, like a bonus.
When
you buy a cologne, this was at Clicks. I saw a really nice cologne.
Where's the black one that Chilla gave us? Is it here? There's a chiller gave us cologne.
They stole it.
You lie.
They fucking stole it.
You lie. Both.
Okay, one I gave to someone. So they stole it. They stole it.
Oh, fucking
no. They stole it.
Talking about that cologne, the one that you gave me.
And it's so nice.
I get the greatest compliments ever.
Wow.
In the shop. Someone would be come to me, or like if I'm at the till, they'll be like, the whole shop is smelling of you. I don't know this chiller. I'm going to look for this perfume, guys. Because let's everywhere out, I man. Go, people are complimenting me from this for the perfume.
Okay, let's guys, the perfume maker, it's Thabo Kwakwa.
Yes.
Shout out to Thabo Kwakwa.
Oh. Thabo Kwakwa.
Everywhere
see,
I go.
See, here the colognes are done. These were for me.
Yeah.
Stolen. One was stolen.
No, thank you so much to Thabo Kwakwa.
I had some guys paint, right? And they stole it.
Oh.
And then they thought I would not notice. Like they thought I, on a few, we're not going to notice. And I noticed. They stole it.
Oh, man. Where's disgusting. This at your house? Who's stealing things at your house, bro? Who are you hanging around?
The guys were painting, my man.
In bro.
They were painting, yeah. They were one of those people, you know. Extrait de Parfum. And Extrait is very strong. No wonder. Extraits are strong.
Yeah.
Extrait de Parfum by Thabo Kwakwa, number 15, specially designed for... Okay, this is Fantas DJ. He's our plug to that guy. They stole it, bro.
So what's
and the guy gave us you, and me.
Yeah.
Thabo Kwakwa. Guys, Google Thabo Kwakwa. Hopefully he's got some presence online. He makes amazing colognes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, so I was just showing my cousin. No, it's fine, man. Just enjoy the cologne. This is what I have at home. Because I got that as a bonus. I never intended to buy it, but it smells good. So I just gave it to him.
Next picture is my friend Neo from Elegant.
Let me see this.
When you're not sexually active, there's... Hey. Can you read this for me? Can you read that for me? Where's the mic? Can you read that for me? This is
Neo.
Hey man, I'm jet lagged.
Your vocab is inadequate.
Noah's 10th picture is when you're not sexually active, there's inadequate blood flow and to the clitoris, and that can lead to clitoral atrophy. Oh, you've also learned of that.
What was going on? What
clitoral atrophy?
Why are you learning that shit?
What's clitoral atrophy, Mvana?
What's that, Mvana?
I'm a trophy of a happy.
Hey,
my brain is no longer enough.
Hey, boss, so fuck you, trophy.
So fuck you, trophy, Mvana.
Ah, no.
In there,
hey, I can't remember when I was it.
No, I can't remember when was it, right? But
what was that in Debe Amalebe? What does it mean?
In Debe, it's a trophy.
Oh, okay.
Amalebe, it's pussy.
Oh, pussy.
It's pussy.
That's
premium. That's premium.
Yeah, that's premium.
Premium.
Hey, Mac.
Like, really?
Hey, man, I'm vendor, man. Some of the nyer. What does that mean?
What's
happening with the clip?
When you're not sexually active, there's inadequate blood flow to the clitoris, and that can lead to clitoral atrophy. So clitoral atrophy is when there's no blood by the clit.
That's what they were saying. I mean, that's a picture, you know.
It's on my gallery.
Why were you Googling
I didn't Google the
amount of blood
in the WhatsApp.
Yeah, it was sent.
Why is someone sending you that?
I think it's one of the groups. I don't know.
One of the groupies.
Groups. Okay.
A trophy. Yeah.
So that means.
Yeah, but I did a research afterwards because it was quite interesting.
Tell us more.
You know, it's the clitoral atrophy.
Yeah, the research. If you're not you
getting,
found what?
If you're not getting much.
Hey,
I sent this woman.
Yeah.
Hey, I really want to know about this clitoral atrophy. It sounds.
Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, it sounds like if you're not.
Basically, it don't work. It disappears.
What disappears? The clitoris.
Yeah, the clitoris.
How does the clitoris disappear?
Yeah.
It shrinks.
Fact checker.
The clitoris shrinks.
It's called clit shedding.
Then you now you need to fucking see a sex what?
Clit shedding.
Clit
shedding.
Like kum nyama,
clit shedding.
Oh God forbid, I can't go.
Clit shedding.
Well, okay.
What's
sorry,
your clit shedding schedule looking like, darling?
Yeah.
My clit is gone on Friday and saw Lysol on Friday even.
Yeah. Wait, explain. Sorry, man, I wasn't listening. Sorry.
Your clit shrinks.
Your clit shrinks.
Inadequate blood flow and the clitoris is gonna, you know.
So it's like prostate cancer. Like if you don't yank one out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that. That when you're not sexually active, you can be prone to have prostate cancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you gotta wank one out, Kosti. It's very good. It's very healthy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they rub one out.
Ooh. Yeah,
ladies
rub.
We yank, they rub. You know, yeah. Like
oh yes,
stimulate
yes.
one out.
Yeah, yeah. Stimulate. You know,
stimulate one out.
You have to caress.
And
the
his
clit.
Name is Umnaga.
Hey, hey. Okay, next picture.
You entertaining out here, Anangit?
Aya, what picture is this? What's going on?
He chose it. He chose this picture. Aya deliberately chose this picture.
Oh, this is his artist, ne? This is your artist, ne?
No, I sent that because I have Aya's phone.
Oh, that's the third pick.
Who's this?
Looks like she's at Maboneng. Definitely at Maboneng.
Who's this, bro?
It's a chick at Maboneng. So you're going to post all the pics here or something?
Yeah.
Oh, there's an insert.
No,
okay,
there's
fair
no
enough.
Consent for that. Don't do that.
What did you put for me?
What do you mean there's no consent?
Eh? Okay. Don't post people's pictures.
Who's this?
That's
it's a yellow
I'm
bone. She seems thickish.
I'm working with.
I knew it. He's pushing. Pushing.
You are working pushing with him. No, I was very professional.
Pushing.
Pushing what?
Because now we have to speak about the EP now.
Album. Album, Baba.
Value my album.
Sweet Home Alabama. Nah, so you're working with her. What's her name, bro? She's hot. What's her name?
That's not an artist, bro.
She's hot. What's her name?
It's Sunny.
I'll be honest with you, though.
Someone you're working on.
We're working in.
With someone I'm working
with. Her with your width.
No.
With your girth. With your girth. You're working her with your width. With your girth.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest of the pictures are boring, man. Aya killed this
chose,
game.
They chose, they lied.
They killed this game, bro.
Bega, uyenze ngathi uyafunda ubando thumele this game. What about this game? What about this game? Break it down to us.
No, this is
Sanele Fridays. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, Sanele sent me. He always sends me prep. He sent me the Hemen Mashaba thing and the Selum Make thing. Celebrates 2-year anniversary with his wife. That's Sanele.
Yeah,
our producer.
No ghost lady. Now she sent an article. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Something I got from Sanele as well.
You guys.
What's the point of us?
Why didn't you just scroll? You could have found something interesting.
What's the point of us playing the game if y'all are gonna? Like, not be honest.
Yeah, man.
What do you mean, not being honest?
I had some really saucy things
like,
I was ready to
we
say.
We are so honest. Like,
no,
we got nothing
no,
to
no,
honest
no, no.
ourselves
hold
about.
No.
We are honest out.
No, fuck that shit. Wait.
Are we not honest out?
In and out. We're honest through and through. But
No, wait. That's why I said we scroll. Because maybe a 7th picture would be something that Sanele sent us. So, scrolling. That's why we were scrolling. And
okay, we'll fine-tune this game. On. We'll fine-tune the game. But
no, the game is simple.
Yeah.
Go to the group. Attach a picture. When it pops up the gallery, give the phone to the next person.
Simple.
And then the number is called out.
Yeah.
No.
Then that person you are saying.
Fake ass niggas.
No.
There
fake ass niggas.
No, that's why I sent the same thing. Like number 7 was honestly the
I'm
picture
glad
number
you didn't
7.
Choose number 1.
Why?
Number 12.
Fat ass, bro.
Number.
What?
Oh, that's never mic. It's fine. I'm swag.
What? They didn't hear him say fat ass.
Yeah, because I heard fat ass as well. It's a fat dumb. Ass.
Yeah, it's my woman. Yeah, it's my woman. So, of course. You're dumb. You're absolutely dumb.
Hey, let me move on.
I mean, I took pics of my woman like when she's not looking and stuff, cooking, doing stuff.
I also
stuff.
Do the same.
Yeah, so that's
fine. Why I said, hey, as I told
but
you,
you're a romantic,
I was like,
girl.
Be a man. If you see anything, be a man.
Saul's got to do a masterclass on how to treat a woman. This guy is fucking romantic.
How do you know how I treat a woman? Though?
Remember when we were getting our visas to the UK?
Oh, the lady was loved that day.
Yeah, hey, you got me into trouble. She's like, why come you don't speak to me like that? So in the waiting room, his woman called and he was talking to the woman in the waiting room so we could hear.
When I got on the way home, I couldn't stop hearing, "Hey, Solid Soul, hey, how come you don't do that? Hey, did you hear what he said?" I'm like, "Fuck you, man."
Fuck you and Saul. So I'll chop you up for sauce now.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
I'm
just saying a heel, bro. What's in
like, what do you want? You want me to speak nice? You live in a nice, lonely estate. I work too hard to speak nice.
What do you want?
Solo's broke niggas have all the time in the world to search words. How to speak to a lady?
It's hard to hill, bro.
Shit, I ain't got time to go. How to speak to a lady? He lives in the hill, bro. He can't even go out. He's a country woman, say. So he needs to stay home and like, how to, the words, how to call it, you know?
He's in the ends.
He's in the ends. Shit.
Hey, shit, I got some announcements to make.
Whoop, whoop.
Announce.
It's happening, man. 12th of November. Propaganda. We're doing it big. Last time I was out there was Saul Penduka's birthday.
That was nuts.
This time we're celebrating mine.
I can't wait to be there.
Yeah.
And it's not my party.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking headache. We're going to party.
Yes.
I can't wait to go slosh.
Yes.
Go live. Drink.
Go live.
Go live. Play. Scoot. My police are not your feet. Scoot. Wear my bulletproof vest. You see my bulletproof vest.
Protect MacGyver.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait, man.
No, but poor El Sunny, man. I'll be like, yo, dog, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about my Dumani.
And then he'll be like, oh.
Me and you are cool, bro.
Oh.
That Dumani motherfucker.
I don't care that. With the durags, I'm a dugu. My dugu man. I don't get that guy. You'll be like, I don't get no Dumani. You, I love you. I'm a Dumani, I don't get, man. I mean, you saw that day, you bought a $400K bag. I don't get my Dumani.
Who does that, dog?
You'll be like, I don't get my Dumani. You, I love you. My Dumani is the pro. I don't
and
get my
And
you're going
to be confused. And
I'm
going to
put out a spy. I'm a spy.
Anyway, so here's the lineup, man. It's all going down. So Penduka's there. Suiza Alakine. Malum's on deck. Smalls from Black Motion.
Oh, Smalls.
TBO. Mac Lopez. Cat Master. Bailey. Hussein Gantini.
Ooh. Oh, he's always going to perform.
Yeah.
Dope.
We've got Saitle, the twins. We've got MJ Keys, Audio Addicts.
MJ Keys producing Gandini.
Yeah, no, motherfucker.
Osh, motherfucker.
Yeah. And then last but not least, ladies and gentlemen.
No, MJ Keys producing Gandini.
Yeah, MJ Keys.
It's Audio Addict.
Yeah,
Audio Addict. Because it's got that.
Yes.
All the edits, motherfucker.
And last but not least, Sir Trey.
Oh, Chilwa Tuana.
Yeah.
Can't wait, bro.
And Mesh.
Vinjori asked to play, bro. Vinjori.
Mesh.
Vinjori put Vinjori. Vinjori asked.
Who's that?
Yeah, he's my boy, Vinjori.
Kimango.
He's my boy. Like, Vinjori's my boy.
So you played your party. You played your party.
He's played at my party. He plays at all my parties.
But this one is not your party.
Yeah, but you remember, people think you and I will share bed or something. Like everywhere, you know.
True.
It's like, oh man, can I play? I'm like, I'm going to talk to Mac. You know?
Skip
but it's dying the lineup now. But, you know, we'll Vijori, man. We'll see. We'll push Vijori. Vinjosti.
I made
a couple of songs with Vinjori.
Oh, is it?
The producer also, yeah. Like Oak.
Nah, let's put him on. Let's put him on.
Vinjori, dope.
Check the link in the description below to get yourself tickets. 12th November, it's going down. And then also, November, join us on the 20th of November at Kwabiz at Jewel City for World Cup kickoff experience. Have you heard about this, Penduka?
When does the World Cup start?
20th of November.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So we're having our own mini World Cup. At Jewel City.
Okay, I see Jewel City, yeah?
Yeah, so we've got eight teams.
Down the road from Min Hill, bro.
Yeah. We've got eight teams that we would like our chillers to sign up and compete in. So we've got Team MacG, we've got Team Soul, Team Podcast and Ride, Team On The Table, Team Aya, Team Maligan, Team City Girls, and then a surprise celebrity. So you must email jason@thisismacg.com and let us know which team you want to represent on the day.
Okay, and the teams, are they are they both sexes?
Hey, man, I don't know. I didn't plan this. They just said I must read this.
Yeah, I think the teams, how many people a team?
Eight.
Hey. Four.
I'm not sure.
Okay, call Jason.
Four
it
boys.
It has to be six aside.
four ladies in a team. It can't just be for niggas, or can it be? It can, actually.
No, it can't, because there's on the table, those are ladies, City Girls ladies.
Oh, ne? Unless we're going to have a female tournament and a men tournament.
Yeah.
Because niggas, we can be very rough, and I like to be rough.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you feel like tackle from behind.
And then nine months later.
Yeah.
It's corrile.
So to enter, email jason@thisismayg.com to get more information. Event starts at 11 a.m. So bring your family and friends, as the first World Cup game will be showcased as well. Get your early bird tickets right now at 100 rand a pop on howler.co.za. And then lastly, if you want to get a caller tune, we are now available on MTN in SA. Just dial *123*10*37#. But if you're outside of SA, make sure you check it out on Airtel. We're on MTN. And yes, I think I'm done with my announcements. I made it.
I have got one more announcement. Very sad announcement.
Yeah.
We lost a chiller.
Oh, no ways.
Yeah. So when we're in Mpumalanga, in Botswana, you'd remember when Botswana and we're doing a Q&A and stuff, there was a guy who grabbed the mic and said, "Hey guys, my name is Cedric Mulome, the youngest doctor with a private clinic."
Oh yes, I remember
in Botswana.
He was wearing a Podcast and Chill shirt, yeah?
Said Mall. This is him. We're gonna put the picture. The guys are gonna put the picture up of the guy. So that guy, a youngest guy with the private clinic in Botswana, passed away.
Shame.
We lost him this week.
Damn.
Huge chiller, as you can see. The picture you can see, he's wearing the merch, the cap, t-shirt, body warmer. You know, he really was a huge chiller. Loved this platform, and yeah, man. And is you know, is what we stand for. Young people doing it for themselves on Chiller's Market, and here was a guy, private clinic, and yeah, it's gone just like that.
Do you think chillers go to heaven or hell?
Ay, bo.
Heaven. We do heavenly work here. Yeah. We do heavenly work here. Yeah.
And they watch reruns of the episodes, ne?
Where?
In heaven, they watch reruns.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. In hell,
even God is a chiller.
They can't. By Saba in hell to watch the reruns. By Ash.
I don't like that platform, my ass.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismayg.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.